We're joined now by last week's race winner, the driver of the number 78 5-Hour Energy Bass Pro Shops Toyota, Martin Truex Jr. We'll open it up for questions, starting with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. What is it about this track that you're so good at? And, you know, can we just go ahead and give you the trophy now?
Well, you can. It's probably not going to be that simple, but I don't know. This, for whatever reason, this track's always been somewhat good for me in general. Obviously, the last 2 years, it's been really good. Had to overcome a lot of issues here both years, it seems like, to be able to get the win. So, that's kind of neat looking back on our two races here, what we had to overcome to win. But, you know, it's this year's going to be different, I think. You know, different tires, and that's probably the biggest deal, different tires, and then being here, you know, when it's 140 degrees outside. So going to be a little different weekend, and hopefully we can continue that. I don't know that I do anything special here, or if it's just, we kind of figured out how to set up for here, and, you know, we just hit it for 2 years. So we'll see how this weekend goes. It's going to be different for sure.
Nate Ryan, then Mike Hembree.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Martin, I got two for you. One, Harvick was in here yesterday, and he said after the race last week that he felt as if the pit call didn't make a difference in him winning, that your car was getting better and you would have passed him regardless in the second half. And he reaffirmed that yesterday. I just want your take on that. Is that how you saw Sonoma?
It's hard to say. I thought we were pretty equal. I felt like I was saving a little bit early. The first two stages, I felt like he was pushing hard. Before the pit call, when he pitted and we stayed out, I was catching him. I felt like maybe he was losing a little bit of his braking ability. So there may be some truth to that. You know, I don't know. We'll never know. But at the end of the day, we won, and our car was really strong. It's hard to say if, you know, a caution would have came out or something else would have changed. If we had a head-to-head race, who would have won? It's hard to say.
He also said that there are 6 winners through 16 races for the first time, and it's been 4 years since there have been that few number of winners through this point of the season. Harvick said he wasn't surprised by that. Are you surprised that there have been so few winners?
I guess I'm not surprised, but it's definitely crazy to think about, you know, the dominance of a handful of teams. And, you know, you think about the rules today and how strictly enforced everything is, and just how tight the box is that we have to work in, and the fact that for more or less 4 teams have been able to find an advantage consistently is hard to believe. So, you know, it's hard to believe that a team, you know, 4 teams can do that, you know. So I'm a little bit surprised. I know he's not, but I think I am a little bit, just because of, there's so many great, talented people in the garage, drivers, crew chiefs, engineers. Just, you know, like I said, to find that little bit of an edge is so difficult to do. So hats off to those teams for sure.
Mike Hembree.
Mike Hembree, USA Today. Martin. You were just talking about the 3 or 4 teams that are winning. What's that going to mean when the playoffs start? Is you think that's going to continue, or is it going to be kind of a reset?
You know, I really don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, if you look at the past few years, it seems like the strong teams have been able to keep their edge. That doesn't guarantee anything this year, I don't think. You know, I think things are changing. You know, certainly the Chevrolets have you know, got a new body this year and, you know, probably a little bit slower out of the gate than they would have hoped. And I'm sure they're going to continue to find things that help them. You know, we have other great team combinations that maybe haven't hit it yet. So you just, I think you never know. It's way too early to start giving away, you know, 4 spots in the final 4 and, you know, giving championship favorites and all that. We got 10 more races until the playoffs, and a lot can happen in that amount of time.
Watching the truck race last night, the in-truck cameras made certain parts of the track look crazy bumpy. I know a lot of you guys like the rougher tracks, but yeah. Is that an issue here in places or not?
I think it's great. I think that anytime we can make the tracks more difficult, it adds something to the racing. This place has been bumpy for the last few years, really. I mean, for quite a long time. It seems like every year we come back, it gets worse. So I think that's a good thing. I've enjoyed this place because of that, and seemed like the bumpy tracks put on really good racing, and it kind of takes you a little bit out of your normal routine as far as, you know, the way you do things, and you have to make compromises, and, you know, some guys are better in certain areas of the track, and that makes for fun racing. So this place is unbelievable, and look forward to racing on it here this weekend.
Any more questions for Martin? One more from Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires on NPRN again. Your season so far, trajectory from this year to last year, where do you see it going, and where do you see these wins coming to an end? Because you guys, you and Cole, obviously are hitting on all cylinders.
Well, I hope they're not coming to an end. I mean, we don't plan on that happening. Certainly, it's kind of interesting if you look at the numbers this year. You know, the good races, we've had more good races than last year. We have more wins right now at this point than we did last season. I think we have more top fives. But we also have more bad finishes, you know, if you look at it. So I think last year this time we had 2 wins and we were leading the points, and now we have 3 wins and 10 top fives and we're 5th in points. So we've had, you know, we had 5 really bad races throughout there, and I think every other race has been a top five. So it's been a little bit more up and down, but for sure the performance is there. The good days have been really good, and there's been quite a few of them. So we just need to hopefully keep those bad days from showing back up, and we'll be fine.
Lee, then Mike.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Where did the
28
plus 10? Where did the 18-year-old Martin Truex Jr. see himself at this juncture in his career?
At 18, I never seen myself at this level even. So, you know, I was racing modifieds and working on fishing boats. I mean, it was a far stretch to think I'd, you know, be a cup champion someday. So honestly, I don't know that I ever I was never really a dreamer at that point in time. I loved racing cars and was having a good time doing it and was really focused on that. So definitely never seen myself here, that's for sure. 28, yeah, I mean, I was already doing, you know, I was already in the Cup Series at 28, so but those years weren't that spectacular. I don't know that I seen myself winning a championship, but I knew I was always going to try as hard as I could.
Back to Mike.
Thanks.
Looking at the playoffs again and looking sort of beyond the fact, obviously, you want to win every week, how much advantage do you have, and you were kind of in this spot last year, having stacked up wins going into the playoffs, can you guys play around some this summer with stuff and experiment, and or is that kind of overblown?
I think that's a little bit overblown. I think that if you're running well and you're you know, leading laps and winning races, you're not really apt to experiment a lot. You feel like pretty good about your program. You kind of play to your strengths and do the things you do. So the experimentation thing, I think, is something that, you know, is more old school. You know, this time you want to be, this day and age, you want to have confidence in the things you're doing and continue to do them. So that's kind of the approach we'll take. You know, like I said, for us, I think just eliminating some of those bad days we've had is important. Make sure that, you know, we don't have any trouble when the playoffs start. You know, you kind of get that confidence rolling and get things moving. But to your point about playoff points and stacking up wins, I think that it just being able to race relaxed is always easier, and having playoff points and bonus points when the playoffs start is big, I think, for that. You know, last year we really didn't have many concerns the first 2 rounds. It was like, you know, as long as we don't have any major malfunctions, we're going to be okay. And it just makes it a little bit easier to do your job and not worry about things that could happen like what happened to us in 16.
Any more questions from the group? Nate again? Yep, no, go for it.
Martin, Brandon Brown with Chicagoland. If you do make it to Victory Lane a third straight time, are you happy or sad you won't be getting slimed?
Sad. That was quite the experience.
When it is 140 degrees out, like you said, can you quantify like how much tougher it is to drive, how much more the handling matters versus a night race when it's much cooler?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet, actually. To be out there today, we'll find out. Seems like grip's been tough to find this weekend for a lot of guys. You know, new tire as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of new things going on. It's definitely going to be tougher. I would imagine that the groove's going to be probably on average a little bit higher than when we run here in the fall. You know, I think more guys will get the top working. So it's definitely going to be different, but how much, it's hard to say right now.
Brian Eberle, Motorsports Tribune. Martin, Ben Rhodes was in here last night after the truck race talking about how this place is even bumpier than it was in the past. It was even a little bit surprising to him. Does the bumpiness of this place kind of change how you go out and practice compared to those other mile and a halves, and even more so with the new tire you got here this weekend?
Yeah, it definitely changes how you practice, changes how you drive, changes how you set the car up. You know, I think that you definitely have to make more compromises when the tracks are bumpy with your setup, and you know, you can't just run the car, you know, a 16th of an inch off the racetrack all the way around like you do at some places. So it's definitely tougher to figure out. It's harder, a lot harder on the crew chiefs, the engineers for sure, because we complain about the bumps and then, you know, they try to fix them and it hurts other parts of the track. So a lot of compromise here compared to other places.
All right. Thank you for your time, Martin.
Thanks, guys. Luck.